Cougar season.
All right. Welcome to another Cougar season. I'm Hefe.
This is Chief Drunk and New Teeth.
And we are listening to... We're listening to...
Rodrigo y Gabriela.
Wow, that sounds so foreign.
Doesn't it?
Where are they from?
Mexico, I think.
All the way from Mexico?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, actually, they got their start in Ireland, though, from what I understand.
I want to bust out the caviar. And
that's the funny part to me. They started busking and, you know, getting their chops down live and stuff on the streets of Ireland.
So they're like travelers?
Dublin. I don't know why they moved there originally, but that's where they started, you know, getting popular, which kind of surprised them. They said there wasn't too many Mexicans playing guitar in Ireland. And I was thinking, imagine that.
Yeah. You know what? If I ever get bored of America, I'm just going to go move to some country where I'm different. And, like, you know, make money from that way, you know. Like, let's go see that guy. He's nothing like everybody else around here.
Like, start doing comedy in Bangladesh or something?
Yeah. God, are you poor? I mean, I'm so poor. When the last tsunami wiped us out, there was nothing to wipe out. That's how poor we are.
See, but
you stop noticing.
See, but if you're doing somebody who lives there, I don't think it's as funny. You need to be doing the confused American routine there.
You stop noticing how poor we are. We're so poor we can't even pay attention to how poor we are.
Oh, and just so anybody questions the fact, this recording of them is actually also, yes, this is a Metallica song, not
their own concept. And YouTube is actually just not actually showing a video. We're actually just getting the audio from it. So
that's strange, isn't it?
But it's perfect, because we're not actually doing any video.
Right, we're not watching it.
we're not videoing ourselves watching a video.
And that would be exciting, too, I'll tell you that.
Yes.
I've been a little addicted to YouTube lately, speaking of, and I tell you, there's a lot of people out there who feel, like, comfortable and cool with just, literally hand-holding their camera phone or their camera on their computer or something like that, and, like, talking to it whereas they're writing and just being, you know, rambling nonsensically sometimes, and I'm thinking to myself, well, why would you want to put that up? You know, I mean, why would you not at least want to organize what you're saying? And
I was treated so rudely at the Gap today. It's that whole, that real world thing where you have the confessional booth thingy.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. So now, like, I have my own real world.
It makes it okay to show everyone how, what a boring, ridiculously stupid fuck you are.
Inane banter. Is now, you know, broadcast worthy, according to some people. But, you know, that's why I don't watch YouTube. I watch a lot of stuff that, you know, I look for the weird things that happen, like the Kramer video, or, you know, sometimes there's, like, good arguments on, you know, politics or news or something, you know, and that clip goes up, so it's kind of interesting to see. Or, you know, our students get crazy at some college speech or something, and that's always like, don't tase me, bro! Like that guy. Have you seen the Don't Tase Me, Bro guy?
I haven't seen that one.
You're aware of him, though, right?
He was
heckling John Kerry during a speech at, like, University of Florida or Florida State or something.
Secret Service came up?
Yeah. So the security's like, okay, dude, you gotta go. And he wouldn't go. And, like, when they pull out the taser, you gotta, don't tase me, bro! Okay. We asked you, like, four times. I don't know the exact number of times he was asked. But I'm like, wow, John Kerry got a heckler. I mean, and it was never said that he was, like, a member of Young America's Foundation or, you know, College Republicans or something, so I can only assume that they would have mentioned that if he was. So I haven't heard that he was to the right, so I thought it was... Because the Democrats usually don't get as heckled as frequently.
No, not really.
As conservatives on colleges. At college campuses.
Well, they're the ones they're the ones who have their leaning faction... They left spawns from the Rise Against the Machine force anyways. So, you know, and you know, the right kind of spawns from the control authoritarian force, like, you know, we need to have order thing in the first place. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I mean, at least that's the way they want you to picture and perceive it. But, I mean, I'm not going to get into whether it's like that or not.
That's true for both sides.
But anyways,
Hey, speaking of... reality TV. Seen that Tila Tequila?
Hey, by the way...
She is a whore.
Who are you talking about?
Tequila Tequila, Shot at Love on MTV. Now it's just basically openly whoredom. Who should I fuck? Why don't you guys decide? Man, is she a whore. That whore slept with everybody.
That's got to be good TV.
It is. It is good TV.
You know, this is part of the problem with why the writers are having to strike. The Writers Guild, because there's less and less need for them because people are realizing will watch each other being idiots.
Yeah, but I don't think that's true because I think all the reality shows are becoming closer to moving back towards scripted shows.
I don't disagree with you, but I think they're becoming manipulated reality. But I mean, I don't know about the scripted part where people are actually getting paid to be scripted. You know, I don't know.
Well,
I'm not sure, but...
So what we're saying is that Rodrigo and Gabriella are the acoustic equivalent to the string quartet.
The
string quartet that was going around...
The Chicks? Apocalyptica or whatever they
call it? Yeah, and they were going around, they were covering all the popular...
It's four girls. Well, shadows and everything, okay. I mean...
But the point is, the Kronos Quartet, maybe they did it too. There was a couple of them. But anyways, there's... At Trivia Night at Streets of London, he used to give away like a string quartet music CD every week because he worked at, I think he worked at Tower or something, or Skips, or I don't know, the MC. So anyways, it was like, but there's a period of time where they were all the string quartets. Maybe it was Apocalyptica was one. There's also like the Kronos Quartet, I think, did that too. And there's one specifically called just the String Quartet, or was their name, I think. And all they did was like record cover albums, you know, and then they'd sell like, you know, 30,000 of them, I guess, or something at a time. And they would just go through and did every like tribute to this, tribute to that. Now we have it in flamenco guitar. But I gotta admit, I probably like the flamenco better.
I really like it.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, some of these compositions, these rock compositions that they'll cover, lend themselves very well to this style of music.
Yeah. And also, Segovia would be proud. And also, it's great that, the guitar players got to, you know, redoing Orion before the rap stars.
Thank you. You're right.
Yeah. I'd be like driving my car. I'd be sitting in my car one day, and then a bunch of teenage girls show up. And I'm like going, is that like Tone? No, I'm sorry. Who's a current rap? Is that Akon doing Orion, you know? Like... Is that Akon rapping over Master of Puppets? Like, you gotta be kidding me.
Who told him
that was a good idea? And why?
The day I heard somebody use... Well, I think the first one I heard was... I think I heard someone sample some AC/DC, and then somebody else sampled some Rush. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, you know, Aerosmith was one thing, but... I don't know. I mean, it makes sense, I guess. You know, I mean...
Aerosmith sucks.
Do what?
Aerosmith sucks.
That's not the point. I mean, it was fine for that crossover Run DMC Aerosmith, you know, mixy match. Which one's this?
It's a Stairway. I don't know.
It's
I've never
good.
Listened to it before. No, I just don't know if it's going to sound good from the live recording. Yeah, these guys are a big, huge hit now. They're like the newest sensation.
They play lots of festivals, apparently.
Well, yeah, and they're pretty. I mean, it's pretty much unobjectionable music too. It's hard to, you know, they're difficult to hate.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how this could be offensive in any way, you know, unless you're like some like freaky Zeppelin, you know, heroin dude is like, dude, you can only Zeppelin play Zeppelin, man.
Or maybe you're one of those remember those right wing Christian books about Satanism in music and imagery and posters and rock being leading
yes,
their kids to the devil.
You can't put "Here's to My Sweet Satan" backwards when there's no lyrics.
No, but I'm saying
you can't do that.
They could say, but they're introducing kids to, you know, investigating where the original came from if they'd never heard it, and you know what I mean. I can see someone objecting it from that standpoint, but that, you know, they have to be those weird ultra nut jobs that are a little too educated to.
Speaking of weird ultra nut jobs.
Yes?
You hit the latest from Saudi Arabia?
Latest from Saudi Arabia? I haven't read the news lately from Saudi Arabia. What'd you come across?
Apparently, a woman was raped while in the car with the ex-boyfriend she was meeting with to get some photos back because when they were dating, because now she's going to marry somebody else. But in the meantime, a gang of seven dudes came up and attacked them, and she was raped. And then she got punished for being, she was sentenced to 200 lashes for being whipped as a rape victim. And I think originally she was sentenced to 20 lashes, but then because she had her lawyer, like, you know, bring it to the press, like, this is unfair, she got given, they gave her more for complaining about it. You know, just much like,
well, I'm thinking this
much
is
like
news?
A boot camp, you know, apparently, you know, you.
And so how did this make news?
Well, there was an international outcry, and then the king of Saudi Arabia said, "Okay, she pardoned her for the for being raped. That's You're forgiven for being." They didn't forgive her for being raped. They forgave her for. They didn't forgive her for anything. They didn't actually. I don't think they forgave her for anything. They just said, "Okay, we're not going to whip you."
And actually, I did hear about this because you showed me the story, but I think. You're right. She originally got the 90 lashes and 6 months for, quote-unquote, being alone in a car with a man who was not a relative.
So any of you guys America haters, or even if you just want to scream at anybody on the fringes of our society, they ain't that bad compared to main society of Saudi Arabia.
Let me put it in this context, in my opinion. The fact that any guys out there listening to this, the former boyfriend, who apparently, if you read the story, she had contacted so that she could get some photographs of them together from him because she was about to marry some other man, and she wanted to make sure she had those photographs. She met him in this car. The former boyfriend and her were both attacked and both raped. The guy got raped, and he was also sentenced to 90 lashes and 6 months in prison for being with her in private. Yes. That was the law he broke. He was with her in private, and so they're like, well, you know, that sucks she got raped, but see, they couldn't prove the rape in court because the telephone video that the assailants took of the gang rape wasn't admissible in court.
Yes.
Probably because, well, you know, it was probably like private property or something.
Well, they are big Fifth Amendment supporters.
They probably, I would imagine they are.
It's a Fifth Amendment thing they have over there with, you know, incriminating yourself.
Well, so. They only have like 7 amendments on their constitution, right?
Right. Yes.
Yeah, so that's...
So any video used in the process of, you know, defending the Quran, inadmissible.
So that's, they got, the Sharia. 7 assailants got, yeah, they got, they had to answer trivia questions, and then they had to parade around in chicken suits, and then they were let go. No, they got, I think, 2...
Hold on. You're missing a very important issue.
Which issue?
How come we can't whip our rape victims in America? I mean, well, now that I know this is happening, I don't know if I want to live in America anymore where we can't whip our rape victims.
Well, you know, it doesn't
seem fair to me.
I don't want to bring up such a sensitive issue, Jeff, but it's a problem with our secular society, you see.
We're way too secular.
We are growing soft and losing our moral backbone. Mm. And that's proof of it, because we don't whip our rape victims.
We don't.
Because that would teach them something.
And we also don't just rip, we don't have mobs actually going around and raping whoever they find transgressing whatever.
It's a sad state.
We're behind on the raping of the wrongdoers, and we're also behind on the whipping of the people that get raped for wrongdoing.
Well, I think that's why we're wrong there.
I can't believe how far back we've gone. It's like, you know, I think maybe before the slavery times, maybe we're a lot better about our whipping and our raping.
I think so.
You know, and now, I mean, we've...
And
it's
the
like
roving 100, hands,
140 years later, it's like we've regressed.
Yeah, well...
You know, and we only have less roving bands of thugs. It's like, you know, I'm going to move to Haiti. You know, where I think that's getting done in a more efficient way, probably.
They put it on their flag, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Roving bands of thugs. Yeah. God, they got
to... Well...
You know, it's just maybe when you're ahead so far in technology that you kind of... You get it loose morally, or maybe, I don't know what the connection is.
I always am thankful, to be honest with you, regardless of how, no matter what and who you listen to about how evil or the evil cabal that's controlling the power elite, blah blah blah. Mm. You know, NATO, yada yada.
The Illuminati.
Yeah. Regardless of who you or what you listen to, the fact of the matter still the fact is, I still live in a country where I can be with people regardless who they are. In private, and that's my business. I can say whatever I want. There's people who can put videos out on access television or on the internet where they are espousing some crazy ass shit. I saw this black guy who was at a college the other day. He was a professor who said, we need to kill all the white people.
Yeah, you saw that guy? Yeah, from North Carolina.
Exactly. Yeah. That guy.
And he's great.
And then later in something else I was watching, I saw this other guy from Nebraska who's got like a State of Israel flag and United States flag behind him, and in the middle is a Nazi flag, and he's got a Nazi armband, and he's like a big Zionist and everything. And he was talking about deporting all the people of color, and it was an access program because, you know, he had a call-in, you know. Yeah. And it was...
That's awesome.
But I'm thinking to myself, you see, now granted you're going to have these very extremist to make...
I think only fringe people should be on television. I don't need normal people on the TV. I hang out with normal people all the time. You know?
And I've got all the family on DVD. Yeah. I don't need that.
I want to keep my fringe elements at arm's length. Like the length, or two arm's length.
Keep them in the studio.
Like the my couch and the television. I do not need them coming into my club where I try to work and have fun at night. I don't need them coming into your bar. I don't need them, you know, shooting up my friend's work.
No.
I need them on television, far away from norms.
And releasing their venom. Yes. Because at least they don't feel like they have to go do something about it that way, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
They need to be exposing their ridiculousness. They need to be away, you know, be contained, be identified. Would be another good way to have, definitely identify those people. Like, give them TV shows. Everybody's going to know who they are. At least enough people will. Well, the rest of us can go along making the world, you know, work. Well, in whatever small or large way we do.
But my point being, I am happy to live in a country with as disparate views as those, the fact that they're allowed to speak their views, you know, as warped as it may be to some people, I think the opportunity to express them is a good thing. Because when you start telling people you can't say that, you know, you get into a weird place.
Yes. Did you know I'm going to get my own reality show?
You are?
I just need to find a hot, like, celebrity chick to fuck me on video. And
like, while you're fucking,
right,
you do your routine?
Yeah. Like, ooh, yeah. Oh, that's a prerequisite, right? As I can tell. I mean, I just need...
You could get one of those headset
celebrity
mics.
Chick to make a porno for me. And I don't care if I get to start on G4 or you know, Fuse or, you know, one of those random cutting
edge. You don't
care,
huh?
Don't care what channel it's on. As long as I get one, you know. So
here's what I'm thinking: we get a wireless,
I'm
one of those,
a Kardashian,
one of those mics for you, those headset mics, like Madonna wears when she's doing her concerts, and then you can fuck the girl and do your act.
Yeah. Sort of complain about losing your girlfriend when you just got while you're getting laid. I mean, if I can make that work.
That
work,
you know, that, you know, that's almost like a
marriage. Yeah, his girlfriend left me because I didn't listen.
Oh. And then she can say something, you go, shut up, you know.
I'm working here. All right, I got one more thing that's on my mind.
What's that?
I got two more things, but I was watching. I think it's on MySpace, but I've seen this in lots of places. That now Fergie has T-shirts, and I'm sorry. Only rock bands get to have T-shirts. Period. You can't go to buy a Britney Spears. It's not cool to have a Britney Spears T-shirt, even if you're a Britney Spears fan. You can't go get a Kenny G T-shirt from the concert or for the Blue Man Group. It's just gone out of control with all this crap. Only rock bands should have T-shirt sales. You know, and I'll go from the spectrum of heavy metal to rock. But, like, you can't wear a T-shirt that says Akon or a T-shirt that says Pink or Fergie. You know, it's stupid.
I'm going to have to say why not. You know I'm going to. Because it's a merchandising thing, man. You got to catch in on that cash cow. You got people want to promote your shit. They want to pay to promote you.
Yes.
How do you turn that down?
They suck. Look,
I'm with you.
They sell... No, I'm just saying they can merchandise the shit out of anything, but it doesn't work. T-shirts are for rock bands. That's my point. Sell beer cozies like Beat Ray Bold Robot. You know? sell CD cleaners. You know, I don't. Whatever you sell, Nanos. Sell iPod Nanos with your name on it. You know.
I'm just gonna have to actually, on a basis, disagree with you from the standpoint of when I was growing up, we would put anything on T-shirts. We'd print our own T-shirts and just we put all kinds of stupid shit on T-shirts. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying if you want to wear a T-shirt of,
you can argue all you want. It ain't making you right. And anybody knows that rock bands are the only ones that should sell T-shirts. Because you went to the concert, man. And now people are buying, like, vintage T-shirts online. Like, you know, Aerosmith or probably Boston, but Rolling Stones. All the classic bands are...
Yeah, four on backboard.
Yeah. All the... I'm like... Because you see them, like, wearing them, like, on TV. Like, the chick, like, on the hills or some shit. You watch that show,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
she wore, like, a Journey T-shirt.
Yeah, or, like, Kiss Destroyer. And you're like, yeah, you weren't even around when that came out.
You weren't even born yet. You don't even know that the next two albums. I think it is. I'm not sure. I know Double Platinum is two albums.
Yeah.
But I think Destroyer might be, too. Anyways. Kiss sucks. But they are allowed to sell T-shirts.
You know what? Yeah. They're part of the problem with merchandising and rock and roll, period.
Well, they over-merchandise, too. The Beatles did that a lot as well.
Yeah, they blew the doors open with dolls. I mean, they put their image on everything.
Yeah. That's all Gene Simmons does, is think of new ways to sell the name Kiss.
Well, you know, hey, it's his job.
Yeah.
I guess.
Okay, and here's another one I got. Okay, my friend, you know, our friend Brian is from Boston.
Yeah.
You ever notice how people from Boston or Chicago, out west here, always remind you that they're from Boston or Chicago, like,
they're proud.
Constantly? You know what? If it's so great, why'd you fucking leave? You know, not that I'm glad you're not here, you know, whatever. But, you know, it's like, you know, I used to live in heaven, and, you know, I just left there because it was so awesome, and I thought I'd go around telling everybody how great it was that I used to live there.
How do you think religious guys started? You know, that's exactly what happened.
Well, I used to live in heaven. Jesus didn't ever live in heaven. You know, let me tell you a little bit of something about heaven. It's awesome.
This place sucks.
Yeah, I don't even know what I'm doing here.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. I'm doing y'all a favor with my presence. God, it's like, okay, you're from Boston. I get it. But it's everybody from Boston, not just the one guy. And they all hook up and they know each other. And I like most of them, but it just, I don't care, you know.
I know.
We met already, you know. I know you lived in Austin. You don't remind me all the fucking time that you lived in Texas. You hardly ever do, actually.
Not all the time, though.
Most normal people don't remind me of where they're from all the time. I remind people that I was born in Detroit when they ask me why I like Detroit teams. I go, well, I was born in Detroit. That's why I like Detroit teams. Blah, 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 blah. But I don't, you know. You know, being from Detroit, I'll tell you that. I don't even know why I left there. Because it's a dump. Yeah, that's some stuff that's on my mind.
Well, if no one knows anybody from the Boston area, if you watch enough TV, you'll come across one of the NFL Network commercials where you have these two fans sitting at a diner counter, and the way that one guy acts, the New England guy, that's kind of spot on.
Because
he antagonizes the other guy, makes fun, and then he acts like he's going to go, okay, yeah, that's a good point. Puts his hand out like he wants to bump fists, and he's like, no, forget about it. I'm not going to do it. He's got that accent, he's just got that cocky attitude.
Is that because he's a New Yorker?
He's a New England guy. He's a Boston guy.
What's the other guy?
The other guy is Indianapolis Colts fan.
It's like Tony and Brian.
Yeah.
Two of my coworkers who like
the Colts
and Pats, respectively. Yeah. Colts are falling apart, though. The Colts are good. They're not going to be able to beat them because they have too many injuries.
Well, I don't see anybody being able to be honest with you.
Well, the Colts could have, but Marvin Harrison was out. I'm just saying, they had a good chance, and I don't think they do anymore. So, you never know what's going to happen, though. No, favorite schmavorites.
Hey, you know what they say? That's why they play the games. I mean, Appalachian State wasn't going to beat Michigan, you know what I mean?
They weren't, but they came to play.
Oh, gee, what do you know? They did. Huh.
They came.
Funny how that happened.
They came to play.
You know, a team like Hawaii couldn't win all their games in a season. That's just not going to happen. Gee, if anything happened, guess what? They did.
Came to play. Did you want to have anything you felt like John about today? Yo?
No. Not to my knowledge.
Nothing?
Not at the moment.
Nothing came up at all.
Something might, but I mean, not at the moment. There's some things that, you know, maybe I could just save those for a different... We can cut this one here, see, and have a shorter show, and then put another show up that's a different show and have it be a short show, too.
Yeah. This is good. Since we only have people only listen for 10 minutes anyways.
That's what I'm thinking. So what's this, 12 minutes, 14?
25.
Oh, shit. Great. There's like a whole show.
I know. We'll just have to break this one in half.
We can't because it was steady. Yeah. I don't see why we'd want to break it now.
That was good. All right. We're signing off. Thanks for listening. And don't bother getting in touch with us.
Yeah, because we suck.
It's
no,
pointless.
You suck. No, wait. How'd that go again?
I don't know. Either way, have yourselves a happy Christmas.
Yeah. Happy holidays. Happy Christmas. Rosh Shalom. Bin Vida Dadis, or whatever. I don't know. You know.
Spiritu Sante.
Make it out alive after dealing with your family and friends and all the ridiculous plans you have to make and all that, and then we'll see you next year.
That was so heartfelt. Yeah.